Welcome once more to the Coffee Club, a premier actual play podcast for amusement, entertainment, and lies. If this is your first night, don't be shy. Grab a seat by the stage and let's tell you a story. We are returning to Salvage Union. We are once again back in Floodplain, flooding up the whole goddamn plane as a madcap group of mech pilots are currently involved in a whole to-do for the local megacorp. My name is Jess. My pronouns are she, it. In alphabetical Discord order, I will be introducing the players, starting with Countess. Hello, Countess.
Hi, this is Sophie, she, her, playing Countess, she, her. Countess is flipping her chair around and sitting in backwards. Hey, kids. You might have some cool corpo seems cool coming and asking you to shoot some pilots throughout the process. Just say no if they do that.
That's right. Just say no. All right. Fax. Hello, Fax. Is there anything we should just say no about?
That we should what about?
Just say no.
Oh, no, not at all. You should accept every Terms of Service update that ever comes, ever. Hi, I'm Bastion, she, they, playing Fax, they, them. They're a weird brain scan copy of a person who wouldn't exist if people read Terms of Service, so just click yes. You consent, right?
Yeah, right?
What's that post? Corporations, do corporations understand consent? We'll ask you again tomorrow.
Yeah, no, it's does Microsoft understand consent? Yes, or I'll ask you again in 3 days.
There you go.
Yeah. Speaking of being asked again in 3 days, Ham, hello, Ham.
Hi, I don't know what I'm being asked in 3 days, but I'm excited about it. Hi, this is Lavender Fayfair playing Ham, she, her, our party animal, pig hero of justice, perfectly experienced about the real world beyond her former corpo niche up until like a week before the campaign started.
For folks at home, Lavender has changed Fair Avatar to Pinkie Pie wearing sunglasses this week.
The best part about this is my nitro runs out next week, so.
Yep. We're all about to deal with it.
Yeah. If this bit continues, I'm going to have to change my avatar universally every week.
Which is honestly worth it for the bit.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm going to have to probably field a few questions. But
I don't think there's anyone who will question you being Pinkie Pie for a few hours.
Eh, maybe one or two people. Those people can hold that.
Yeah, fair enough.
They can hold that pony. They're only a few ounces in merchandising.
Speaking of holding the inferior horse, Haywire. Hello, Haywire.
Hello, it's me, Grant, he, him, playing Haywire, also he, him. Cool cyborg that everyone loves. That's me.
Yep.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You got your special legs.
I got my special legs.
Jump with your special legs.
These legs are made for walking.
You promise?
Yep, that's right.
In retrospect, I was going to make it horny, but, like, I made it horny. Anyway, welcome to the horny season. Last time, where we left off, you all decided to stick around Floodplain. You upgraded the blue bottle to its tier 2, which has unlocked a whole bunch of fun stuff for you to fuck around with. Where are we currently at for plans and ideas? Do y'all remember?
We had been asked to, by, what's her face from SCP or whatever, to kill some pilots who might be some kind of drones potentially. We decided to not necessarily do that without looking into it ourselves, and we did not talk about how to do that yet. So.
Right. Yeah, you are going into the Sharps in order to try to find these pilots. You are also not officially being recognized as members. You're technically subcontracting for this company that is called... Where did I write their goddamn name of this company? SPR.
SPR?
Yeah, SCP, like I said.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, the SCP can't let them be. No.
That's like an internet thing. The SPR is a public access radio.
I'm not
entertained. Oh, I love Wait, don't tell me.
All the mechs gathered around a tiny desk playing music.
Oh, God.
No, you. Who's got the loudspeakers? We're just gathered around that mech.
Well, that's the party popper.
Yeah, it's the party popper.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Do we have any scrap left? Like, even tier one?
Sorry, where's...
Yeah, I think you have one.
We have, like, one, yeah.
Can I...
We have one. One tier one scrap.
Wait, no, never mind. No. Wow, man, the right click save as is honestly awful if I want to use it to shoot at things. I wanted to use MacGyver to replace my 50 cal machine gun with something bigger, but it is the smallest gun that appears to exist for a while. Mm-hmm. So that's not happening for a minute.
If no one has anything they want to do with the tier one scrap, I can use it to... I do need to replace my armor plating again, so I can do that. Or if someone wants something to do with it, I can live without armor. I can live without armor plating. I have
no. I can. I've got. I can. I think I can repair that myself.
Well, it's not. It's not like a repair thing. It's just like, you know, when it gets hit, it just destroyed.
Yeah. No, I can repair. It's a system, right?
Oh, yes.
I can just do a system repair action on it, and then it's
intact and working. Is that for damaged or for destroyed?
Yeah, I don't know, because...
Does it, like, fall off? Or
It is. Your armor plating system is then destroyed, the text, so...
Yeah, then you would have to craft a new one. But, like, in the field, yes, facts could make you armor.
Okay, I mean... If facts wants to make armor, I won't say no to facts making me armor.
Oh, yeah, sure. No, I'll just use MacGyver for that then. Once we get out there, just, you know, bang it on the outside, and there you go. But can I? I'm not sure that I can. Because it's a passive system. I'm not sure how that would function with the... text saying it's supposed to explode on a 1 to 5. What would you be rolling for that?
You wouldn't. It would just be losing. It would just be lost.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, you're fine.
All right.
I'm not gonna. Yeah. Yeah. All right, so you are going out to the Sharps. As previously mentioned, the Sharps is an enormous. Sorry, what's up? I thought somebody was interjecting. So the Sharps is an enormous chunk of space elevator that has been sticking out of the ground at a, like, 45-degree angle.
Ew.
Just straight up embedded in the ground. And it's, like, a couple hundred floors of space elevator. It big. It many kilometers big. It has been previously stripped of everything that was considered important or of higher tier levels. So what really remains is fundamental and essential materials that they're currently mining to literally scrap it down bit by bit just to repurpose the ore for everything. Well, the ore and the raw materials. So you have it on good authority from Havana Sands that she, as the forewoman of the SPR and of processing, she has had these six, what's it called? She's had these six pilots reassigned to a particular floor so you can do what you need to do.
Oh, they didn't even try putting them all on different floors so that they wouldn't hear about it? Jeez.
Don't
kind of have to do it all at once, huh?
Yeah, don't make this harder on us by having us have to schlep to different floors, please.
Spoken like people who can't just fly up and downstairs.
Considering the angle that the stairs are currently at, Ham?
If it's at 45 degrees, I think it'd more or less, would it be flat or vertical?
Diagonal.
Aren't all stairs flat or vertical?
Like, yeah.
Not the like ones from cartoons that turn to ramps.
Good point.
That's true. Yeah, you wouldn't be dealing with them. Anyway, my point is, let me roll.
Gotta go up the tower, find the people.
Yep. Let me roll 2D100. Let me roll 3D100.
Okay. I love it.
No, we're not gonna let you. Oh shit.
It happened. Oh no.
Perilously close to, but not actually, a 69.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on floor 756. That's where you're headed. You were headed to floor 756. It's not quite in the middle, but it's not quite all the way on the ass end of what is currently exposed. They have a bunch of different... I hate to say it's interesting, but it is interesting. They have a bunch of different crews that fundamentally have, like, window washing platforms that are set up, and they use, like, pulleys and rigs in order to drag people up to these floors. And then there's literally a hole just cut in the side of the sharps where people enter and exit and literally just throw scrap out. And then it gets picked up and then it gets processed. So the four of you are getting a lift up to floor 750. I said 754, right?
756.
756. Yep. That's my stupid brain. 756. It was previously like an office area because the Beanstalk had a whole bunch of different floors with the space elevator currently running through it in the center. So it was previously like an office and cubicle area. It's all on this horrible slant. And it is roughly the size of, like, a pretty big cluster. It's like, I'm trying to really think how to articulate it. I have to look at what a octagon. No, I know. It's like an octagonal shape of eight warehouses around a single central pillar for the elevator itself.
So is the hole in the middle like where the whatever it was line that was capable of, you know,
expanding the carbon nano line and
the struts. Yeah, the actual beanstalk it was built around used to go through there.
Yes.
Okay.
And you could get off at certain floors, and then you could go to like the different buildings on the certain floors. But they're like big warehouses in between each of them. This obviously is not universal because at a certain point you would just be having floors that are in like raw ass vacuum, and you wouldn't want to worry about those decompressing and killing everybody. So at a certain point you wouldn't want to fuck with that, but this was still something that was still like in orbit but not super high up in orbit.
But it's entirely in atmosphere now. Yeah. It's not reaching up into...
Correct, because this is a chunk of it that is also buried in the ground.
Right, okay.
So you have a list of targets that you were looking for. You disembark from... You disembark from, like, the chunk that is pointed down at the ground. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like getting on a seesaw.
Yeah.
You wait for the whole tower to flip up the other way.
Yeah, except it's never going to saw the other direction. That's where they cut the hole, so you could just... You can control the fall that much more easily. So, yeah, there are currently... 8 separate sectors. You are what's referred to as like the entry sector. And then there are sectors 1 through 7 that are currently being broken down by multiple different work crews. But this is apparently a quiet enough spot that it's just these 6 other mechs that are currently working. And for the folks at home, I am going to share the list of the pilots, their mechs, and their distinguishing characteristics. Let me clear my throat real quick, sorry. You were looking for Shona Ramos, who pilots the hypothetical dogs. He is missing a nose and has a gilded replacement, and fractal patterns are etched onto the faceplate of the hypothetical dogs. Rufus Royce, who pilots the chemtrail reflex. Royce has a synthetic bitey jaw, and they also have heterochromia. The chemtrail reflex is covered in a oily, gross patina instead of paint. Martha Harbinger, who pilots the spider bite antidote. She is missing an ear, and she has inadvertent facial tics. The right side of the spider bite antidote is like disproportionately larger than the left on like the arms and legs. Chug Lotus, who pilots the hydrophobe, has a wolf cut and four dots and a diamond tattooed on her right cheek. Her mech has a reclining sphinx etched on the chest. There's Esme Correct, who pilots the bondage rotten ivy. Esme has a secondary left arm and likes to wear a trucker cap. And the bondage rotten ivy sounds like a rainstorm when it moves. And Scrap Treadstone, who pilots the jawhammer. Scrap has had both eyes replaced with like a Geordi LaForge style vision band and has full facial tattoos. And the jawhammer is covered with serrated spikes.
Neat.
Neat.
So, where do you want to go?
I assume we'll have to be bringing back the noses, the jaws, etc.
Wow.
I'm kidding. We'll see. No, I'm kidding. So, we have no idea where they are, except we know what floor they're on. Like, they haven't given us... Do we know, like, are they on, are they all posted together? Like, are they, do they know each other or are all there?
Yeah, they know that they're all there, but they're all operating in different areas as armed salvagers.
Okay.
Or at least they may or may not be, they may or may not be in the same area together, but you don't know.
Right, okay.
Yeah, there are 8 areas. Let me write out the names of them real quick so you can just reference them. You're currently in entry. There is supplies. There is... sorry. There's the canteen. Sales. Storage. Which is different from supplies somehow, you're not sure. Personnel. The VP section. And transit. Entry.
Well, obviously, we're looking for personnel. We should go to personnel first.
That's a good point.
Makes much sense. Anything else, I guess.
Looking for people? Go to the people place.
I mean...
Yeah.
Look, the party popper starts with P's, personnel starts with a P. What could go wrong?
It turns out they were on level 5 of the building the entire time.
Jesus Christ. No, no, no. No, this time there is a hole in the floor. We can just dive through the hole to the lower floors, and it's super easy. Max don't get tired.
It's true. Sorry.
Mechs do get tired. We have an energy score.
That's also true. All right, so you're headed to personnel. Personnel is kind of exactly what it sounds like. In that there's a...
This place had a...
What?
No. Never mind. Give it.
Very dire.
This place...
No, it's exactly what it sounds like. Oh, no.
This place previously had a bunch of computers and software, and that's been long stripped out. So it's like a lot of corporate chic that has been reduced to like tatty carpeting and drop ceiling that has long since been pulverized by the impact. And like buckled and crumpled... what's the word I'm looking for? Storage cabinets, like filing cabinets.
Ooh.
So you go in there and you see...
Shouldn't they all be in like drifts along the bottom where it's tilted?
Yeah.
Like all the furniture kind of collects?
Yeah, it is like a... It is a rich vein of filing cabinets. And like, you know, like in the mining sense.
I'm going to run up and dive in like Scrooge McDuck.
No, you're not.
In the mech.
Because you come upon the hypothetical dogs standing there literally just repeatedly lassoing the cabinets and just... drawing them in and then putting them off the side, drawing them in and then putting them off to the side. I'm going to roll for reaction. Because they don't... Because he doesn't know you. Where is that on the fucking list of shit to roll?
Yeah. It's at the back end of the quick reference.
I know, I found it. Ten. Unfriendly.
Great.
Oh no.
Well,
so there's just a light wave and he's like over the comms, he's just like, hey, I got this locked down. This floor is pretty locked down right now. I don't think anybody's in VP if your crew wants to go fuck around in there. But I got this on lock, so see ya.
So that this is the hypothetical dogs. What model is the hypothetical dogs?
That's a very fair question to ask.
I have a collection.
Are you gonna let me ask?
Yes.
Yeah, the hypothetical dogs has a mirror ball.
Ooh. Oh.
Now remember, they don't like us already.
I know. Does it look like it needs any repairs?
No, it looks like it's in a completely intact state right now.
Shit. It could have been nice to offer and get a closer look at their shit and see if they look like a combat drone on the inside. I don't know. That's not going to happen, no.
And when
no,
say,
I'm not going to ask this random.
what's it called? And when I say lassoing, I mean the hypothetical dog has a hydraulic crusher.
Damn.
Ah. So they're just stamping cans?
Literally reaching down, grabbing, grasping, crushing, moving.
Sure. No, I'm not going to ask to. I'm not going to bother. They fast can tell they're not in the mood. But then I don't know. Should we try to observe from afar and see if they behave weirdly? I don't know. How do you find out if people are killed or not?
I feel like if these pilots were behaving weirdly, we wouldn't be getting sent here.
Yeah, I think if they were actually giving out tells, they would just have done away with them.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go read Silver Tongue for a bit and see if I can figure out what angle I'd want here.
I guess we could, do Jones bleed. We could try and talk him into cutting himself. Now, granted, if strange people came up to me and say, "Hey, would you cut yourself, please?" I would not be inclined to do so. So,
all right. So, next task: how are you all going to dress yourselves up as goth women?
I have this Hot Topic Gurr hoodie that I'm going to throw on.
Perfect. Why do we need to be goth?
Just look like facts in a phone case.
Because if you were all dressed up as goth women and you came up to him, we're like, "Hey, I need you to cut yourself so I can see your blood."
Oh, okay. Yeah, I understand.
I feel so like
our mere existence will be enough to.
I mean, it probably wouldn't take that much effort to get Countess's military jacket to look like it's from Welcome to the Black Parade music video.
Ooh, yeah, there you go.
Ham is ideologically opposed to looking like a goth, but she also looks like a Hot Topic character anyway, so.
Yeah, you can't put
lipstick on. Well, I happen to have a bucket of black paint right behind me.
Yeah, just think about it as turning your saturation really up. Or wait, no.
Down?
I don't. Yeah.
Facts, okay. My saturation's already on max. It's been for a while.
Fair enough. Okay.
So how are we actually going to talk this guy into chopping a finger off or whatever?
What?
I don't want to say, hey, either let us cut you, or else your corporation is going to, take you back and do experiments on you. Because if they are actually drones, then that might
alert people. It'll get out very quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
We can come back.
Yeah, we don't have to face off with this guy straight away.
Maybe he'll be in a better mood when we come back. Who knows? He'll have crushed a couple more cans and worked out some of that anger, and he'll be happy to see us next time. I don't know. But at the very least, we can move on and hopefully try to surprise somebody, get some more information on him from afar. I don't know. I'm just...
Yeah, I mean, it might be a good idea to... see if we can get someone friendlier to start with.
Don't forget to check what you have on you. You know what I mean? What your mechs can do and what other shit you have on you. But if you want to go someplace else, you can absolutely go someplace else. Where would you like to go?
I mean, I feel like scanning would be helpful, but I don't want to start a fight by scanning him. Right.
Well, he's also.
No, you know what? Fuck it. I will just go up and ask, hey, You know what? Screw it. Yeah, let's just go for it. Can I? I've never. We don't have that pattern in our data banks. I'd very much like to scan that. Do you have a second? You won't even have to stop working. I'll get in your way.
That's gonna be a check of some kind. So, roll for it.
No. Oh, don't be bad. Please don't be bad. Please don't be bad. Please don't be bad.
That's... Oh, no! You got a 20! Oh, no! Ah!
Yes!
This was a roll for just the facts, ma'am. Alright, spend your EP.
And then... Nice!
He kind of just, like, turns and looks at you and is like... Yeah, alright. I want condition.
Yeah. Yes.
Can some of the folks on your crew go run and drop some of this shit off at the hole?
Fax swivels around to face the rest. I can drag a couple. I've got, you know,
yeah, why the heck
wave the rigging arm. They can grab a couple, but anybody else wants to chip in?
But you're mm-hmm. not, because you have to be here to scan.
Yeah, you're not.
Well, yes. But when I'm done, I can help.
No, it's... I just need a 10-minute break. Need a 10-minute break.
Yeah, sure, man.
Yeah, cool.
That's fair.
Yeah, I need a 10-minute break. I'm just going to put some shows on.
You've been doing a lot of filing.
Yeah. Load up.
Yeah.
Sure, load up.
Yeah, like Haywire can load up the others and then just go off and help dump stuff out. He's got like a pile of crushed whatever. So the crit is, if you want to steal some of his stuff, you can.
Steal some of his stuff?
Yeah, like if you just want to take some of the scrap he's been collecting, go ahead.
Oh no, that's horrible. Why would I want to steal his scrap? I just want to know. I just want to get the mirror ball blueprint and tell if it's actually a mirror ball or if it's some kind of.
Weren't you just saying you needed money?
Facts.
That too.
Facts.
What?
If you okay, what? I will give you a I will give you a choice. Actually, let me be fair. I will give you a choice. You are scanning the mirror ball is different from actually scanning him.
Yes.
I will give
But we're assuming that a lot of the aren't we assuming that the pilots and their mechs were
replaced.
Copied?
Yes.
Yeah, but we're more concerned about the pilots.
I don't know if we can tell the difference between an original mech and a copy. Mech, they're both going to be machines in that case.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we can maybe
tell the machine a copied pilot and a original pilot on account of one of them is not as metally as the other.
Yeah, and I don't know if your skin would include whatever software hijinks we all have on our systems that. Presumably a compromised mech would have.
Okay, but my point is this. I will give you a choice because you got a 20. One, you are either going to get the... You have to choose between either scanning him or getting the mirror ball, and the others have the opportunity to purloin some of the scrap. Two, you can scan both him and the mirror ball as the same action, and they won't do that. So do you want maximum info, or do you want some info or a scan and some scrap?
I'd rather have maximum info, honestly. I think that's it's the thing that we came here for, really.
Mm-hmm. It is?
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully we can get some scrap and maybe copy some other blueprints later. But if we have the opportunity now to know if he's a pod person or not.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty vital.
Yeah.
All right. You now have the mirror ball in your databanks.
Nice. I am 100% going to switch to that.
Well, there you go. Also, would you like to ask two questions about the mirror ball?
Like the hypothetical dog's specific one?
Yes.
Or
you may ask the mediator two questions about this object, and the answers they give must be true.
Okay. Well, yeah. Is it one that was built by Forge 12?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
Here's how
good question.
Here's how you know this. The construction is too neat, too clean. It has been ruggedized and has been worn down to specifications, but you can also tell that it was constructed and then adjusted within certain environments.
Huh.
Artificial weathering, basically.
Huh. That's bad. That's a level of obfuscation and cover-up that's unsettling.
You have another question about the hypothetical dogs, if you would like.
In the face of that, I'm really not sure. Is there anything that is there any obvious physical means of like connection with? No, never mind. I.
What are you trying to ask before you ask it?
You're asking if there's like a connection between the pilot and the mech?
I mean, that's a good question, but no, I was wondering if like there was some additional element to it that wouldn't be on a normal mirror ball that might be like a physical component of its connection to whatever the Forge 12 complex was communicating with or whatever, but it's probably just built into the rest of the thing anyway.
You can ask the question.
So, okay, yeah. Is there anything on it that wouldn't be on what appears to be a mirror ball of this configuration? Is there some unexplained kibble on there?
I have to answer honestly.
Are you upset because you have to be honest?
I'm not upset. I want to be honest and I want to be fair. I'm gonna drink and think real quick. Sorry.
The old drink and think.
I'm going to say no. Nothing is particularly out of the ordinary compared to standard assemblage and things that you could put onto a mirror ball or the hypothetical dogs.
Okay, because I mean, I know that we have some junk in our systems and that's a software element, so it's entirely possible that any part of this thing that I'm not really sure. Sorry.
No, you are on a salient line of thought. Let's say that. All right, you can now ask two questions about what the hell did I name this guy? Shona Ramos.
Shona Ramos, yes, sorry.
Is the nose real gold?
Are you actually asking that question?
You're asking me. I'm not asking it of it. Am I asking? Wait.
Well, your skin is a
mask.
Yeah.
It's just you may ask the storyteller. I don't know if I'm not saying that these are questions. Okay.
Mike Hiccup. All right. You may ask the mediator two questions about this object, and the answer they give must be true. The object in question is Shona Ramos. You asked, is the nose real gold? Would you like to commit to this question?
No. No, because I have more important questions. Specifically, does he know that he's a Forge 12 copy of a person?
Yes.
Okay. Does he know that?
No.
Shit.
Hmm. I better kill
an ethical conundrum.
Do you want further explanations on these?
Yes, but you're no longer mechanically mandated to be honest, so.
No, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
What? I got my two questions.
Okay, to clarify how you know this information. Mm-hmm. You are scanning him in order to understand what there is about him, much in the same way as the hypothetical dogs. He is artificially aged.
Mm-hmm.
That is the big way to tell what's going on. There's also some possibly other stuff going on in there, but you're not sure. Not to be like, ooh, evil secret organ, but like, that's the big tell, that you can tell that this is an artificially grown synthetic human, not synthetic humanoid. This is an artificially grown humanoid.
Max is so jealous.
Weird flex, but okay. Does he?
Well, how is that a flex?
Does he know that he is a replacement? No, because upon being confronted with a bunch of people, he behaved like a bunch of strangers. He behaved like a relatively normal stranger would do. He has put himself in a moment of vulnerability and weakness by just using a holoprojector in order to watch some stuff on a wall and chill for a bit. And you are also able to read his biorhythmics, and they are abnormal in a normal way. You know what I mean?
Yes, it's a very, it's like good at appearing natural and random.
Like, his leg itches, and in the cockpit, he leans down to scratch it. Or he's got like a sniffly nose, or you can kind of tell that there's just some like ambient neural activity that's just like, I don't know, probably just had like a passing thought. Like, folks at home, if anybody says that they have a magic machine that says that they can tell what it is you're thinking, or like whether or not you're like a sociopath or whatever, they're lying, and they are probably cops. In this instance, the tech of the right-click save as actually is capable of collecting a bunch of diagnostic data that could be reasonably assembled in order to be like, this is an artificial human, does not know that he is artificial or built and released.
Yeah.
By the time this is done, everybody else can come back from dropping off scrap.
Mm-hmm. Man, why'd they have to be pod people?
Why did they?
Well, I mean, we know why. It's a skill issue. If they were good like us, they would have made it out fine.
Yeah, it is a skill
issue. Well, okay, I'll hold the thought, I guess, until after we deal with this.
But, well, for my part, I'm just, Fax is just going to say, thank him for the scan, and get out of his face so he can relax and enjoy his break in the meantime while we confer and start to leave. Or, you know what I mean, like, leave him alone. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's also the worry that if we scan too many more of them, they might also notice that they're being scrutinized. That's also always an option.
So are we like, are we? We're going somewhere. We're going somewhere else to confer, I guess, right? As they do.
Yeah.
And you're going and yeah. You know, Fax is kind of relayed, I assume, everything to us about all this.
Yes, transferred the scan results over for everyone to see, and because I don't know if they're necessarily an expert in it, but I'm sure that they can at least show some copy of their own quote unquote file to like have a comparison to. I don't know.
Okay.
They do a shitty little PowerPoint saying, hey, this person, this is artificial person.
Yeah. Okay. So before anything else, in fact, you should also probably scan us.
That is a extremely worryingly good point. Fuck. Are you volunteering to go first?
Yes, I suppose I am.
Right.
Yeah, you just spend the points.
What?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, do you want to...
I know I spend... myself.
Two more EP.
Do you want to spend?
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say, do you want to all scan scan each other systematically? But like, if you do that, that'll be like the next hour. You can just how much more EP?
I don't know if I. Wait, hold on.
You don't have a ton.
I have 9 left. Mm-hmm. Now, yes, that I think should be enough to scan the 3 of you. Unless one of you is going to ask me to stand in front of my own Mac and hit the button yourself.
Or do you just want to do it one at a time?
And scan me.
I was going to posit, honestly, if any one person goes, it should, no offense, probably be Haywire, because his mech exploded, he had the most exposure to the environment.
I mean, you were all right there with me. You saw that I wasn't. You can scan me; it's fine. But like, I was.
Yeah, I mean,
he also threw out quite a bit of mass. That doesn't really feel like a thing that I think these infiltrators would be doing.
I mean, my theory of this would be that our memories would have been altered somehow if this had happened. Yes, because I certainly don't remember being constructed out of drone, but then apparently this guy doesn't remember that either. So
I think it's probably important that we I think it, at the very least, fact scanning everybody else would be helpful, and then someone else could scan them at some hypothetical time after, because the right-click save ads are going to be out of energy points pretty
now,
quick.
Now, strictly speaking, I did just have a doctor replace my legs, you know, last few days. You think they probably would have noticed, maybe, if I was not original hardware? You can scan me. It's fine. I'm just saying.
No, I agree. I certainly can't recall any missing time between the start of you know, us entering the four. But then, you know, they could have altered our memories with just about anything, really.
Yeah. So let's just scan. Then we'll know one way or the other, and we can go from there.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Candace first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, spend the EP. Scan Countess. You have two questions you may ask about Countess.
Yep. Is the mech... I'm scanning... Fine. Is Countess the same person who went into Forge 12? Or is it a Forge 12 copy?
This is not a clone of Countess.
Hooray!
This is Countess.
Countess, original flavor. Countess classic.
Dyke? No, not Dyke Countess.
Diet Dr. Countess.
Countess premium. Absolute Countess.
You have another question you'd like to ask? What would you like to ask about Countess?
No, I'm good.
All right.
We're not doing this to pry. We're just doing this to make sure that y'all are people. No. This is for security's sake. My voyeurism is just coming in handy.
Man, you know this really is a fantasy game because, like, security is actually being kept in mind. But yeah, no, this is Countess. God. This is Countess Prime.
All right. Him next?
All right. Sure, scan him.
I'm doing Haywire last because I'm expecting the that bit in the thing where the guy at the end of the couch shoots up towards the ceiling.
Wow.
Alright, you spend the EP, you scan
No, I'm kidding. Okay, so scan him. Scan him.
What questions would you like to ask about him?
Is it truly ham? You know what I'm asking.
Yes, that is ham prime.
It's a delicious ham. Yay. Ham. A prime cut of ham.
Genuine ham.
The real
Except
ham.
No substitutes.
Original ham flavor.
Real country ham.
You have another question about ham if you would like to ask it.
No, I'm not going to ask it. I am just going to scan Haywire.
So you are allowed to ask what's wrong.
What do you expect me to ask? I don't.
I don't know. Whatever you want to ask.
Do you want to ask something?
No, I don't have a question.
No, it says you
this is an issue of identity and authentication. Like, it's not. Yes. It's not about.
I know. No, I understand. That's fair. I'm just saying you may ask.
Although I do have a slight worry that Haywire is going to explode into living cybernetic limbs.
Oh my god.
Because the first thing you did once we got out of there was cut off limbs that we tried very hard to keep on you in the process.
Well,
it's just
like all my bones were bad.
I scan Haywire.
I'm
going to
do that anyway. I was going to do it anyway.
I know.
You have two questions about Haywire.
None of you seem
is
particularly
truly
perturbed.
Haywire? No, of course not. Why would it be?
This is the most current iteration of the initial Haywire project, yes. Which is to say, his full ass is probably going to cut something off and put something in there, but the meat is the original.
Is there any sign of...
Oh, I get the same question.
Yes, I will, because I will ask. Is there anything lurking in your limbs that you don't know about? Or, like... You know, I don't know. Could you have gotten? Could something have jumped from our mechs to your arms?
That's actually a valid question.
No.
I'm sorry, I have more to probe.
No, but.
Okay.
No.
Oh.
No, but. It's not that.
There's. Wow, he really did upgrade.
There's. How is it not having. I refuse to run a game where Haywire can't bend over and make it clap.
Yeah, there's an automatic clapper.
Oh yeah, that's just tier one pilot equipment.
Ladies, I got that hydraulic grip. Come here. Anyway, no. So
that's the true hydraulic crusher.
He does not have like something that is hiding within his cybernetics, but the network on his the network on the Junebug is capable of interacting with his augments. So the Junebug might be reading his augments, but it's not built into him. If that makes any sense.
I mean, I guess I'll mention that because I'm not sure what that means. I mean, I'm not really sure, to be honest. But if you're saying that it's not directly or reasonably susceptible to some sudden attack by or commands from Forge 12, then it's fine. It's fine.
It's not
we're
susceptible.
Just, we're just trying to rule out.
It's not susceptible. It's just that it can. How do I phrase it? Haywire's limbs are like a Google Doc. The Junebug currently has read permissions because it has the link. That make any sense?
It's gonna link all its passwords to the black web. Yeah.
Like, it's not going to be able to do anything besides, like, see the fact that he's got, like, an internal network just by nature of being a cyborg, but...
Oh, no, his limbs are set to discoverable.
Well, they're not, is the main thing.
Well...
Okay, you used to play Shadowrun 4th Edition. Shadowrun 4th Edition had the Wi-Fi and the limbs and all that.
Yes.
His limbs are on a private network, but he can... But the Junebug can identify the fact that there is a network, and if the Junebug wanted to be malicious, it could do more than just be like mindful of the fact that there is a network.
Okay. I guess I'll let him know. I'll certainly mention that. I think Fax would either assume that... I don't know if Fax would assume that that's, like, intentional, like, that's part of the whole DIY, you know, self, the whole self-experimentation and, you know, communion of man and machine that you have going on, but it certainly feels like something to mention to him, like, hey, you're... you know the Junebug can see your arms, right? I'm probably explaining it extremely poorly because I'm still not 100% sure what that means, but...
I mean, I can also see his arms.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, they weren't really supposed to have, like, I didn't, like, you know, install, like...
connectivity? In these things.
Yeah. At least not that way, you know.
Well, that could come in handy. I'm not really sure.
Oh yeah, their arms.
I meant the yes. Yes.
Ham's being helpful.
I mean, that's true. Him is being very helpful.
That was a perfectly in-character comment.
All right, now, well, unless there's good.
Whatever. We're all floor
to ceiling mirror somewhere for Fax to walk the right click save as of to. They're not going to be scanning themselves.
Yeah, we're all who we say we are.
It's good to have a measure of proof. Good to have in writing. But that's worth.
Anyway, what are we doing about that guy?
I want to paint the scene. You have all been doing this in the VP area, which was previously like, well, the VP area. It was very nice and had lots of TVs and an aquarium once upon a time, and now there's just extant water damage and a lot of stains.
Yay, mysterious stains.
It's not mysterious. There was an aquarium, and then there wasn't.
X-Files theme.
It is a mystery.
There was an aquarium here. It's gone now.
So yeah, I don't know what.
Stoli, have you ever heard of the aquarium stealer?
We're gonna.
They look like fish to you.
Jump this. Gonna jump them or?
I what? 'Cause, don't.
We don't. We still don't know he's malicious or has the potential to exactly. become malicious. I mean,
I think the big question here, and she's focusing because her mask has gone back on. I think the big question here is if the fort shut itself down, could it do anything? Like, is there anything left to give orders?
I literally have no idea.
Yeah.
It's not my area.
It's like, not really. I mean, the job we were asked to do, unofficially, was not, you know, determine whether they're killer machines or not, is to determine if they're machines.
Well, unfortunately.
Just want to move on. That's fine. Like, we know we can come back to it. I don't like. Just like, if we're going to go through the whole process of, you know, poking them, see if they're meat or whatever. If they all turn out to be like, you know, clones or robots in disguise or whatever, like, I don't know, what are you going to do with that information? I'm just kind of putting it out there. Seems like you don't really want to answer it.
Jess, do we know if they were all together initially? Like, was this one Forge expedition?
No, these are people from at least three different expeditions.
Hmm.
Specifically, there was a single one that went in, came back out. That one was Chug Lotus. Two that went in and came out, and then three that went in and came back out. Nobody has come out missing other members, but come out alone. You know what I mean?
You can't. You must not assume someone is an enemy due to the circumstances of their birth. That's. Seems to me just true for robots as it is for humans.
But the circumstances of their birth also produced a bunch of copies of us that wanted to murder us.
Well, yes, and
they're very bad circumstances.
Yes, but yes, and we could treat them as dangerous because they attacked us. He has not attacked anyone yet, other than presumably people he would be attacking as part of his duties as a, you know, corporate pilot, of course. But
there's some way we could isolate one of them and see. The only way I could think to, like, if there is some way for them to just continue without getting whatever signal will activate them or whatever, that's a great idea. But that would involve either making it so that they can't receive that kind of signal anymore, or the source of such a signal is no longer there. We can't find where the signal would come from. Because we don't have any clues where that could be or what that even looks like.
Well, okay. So the places it would be from would be either Fort Shelf, which of course is destroyed, or if not that, the only other likely option would be whatever this enemy the SPR is fighting. Now, assuming, of course, so in other words, it could be that Forge 12 was, you know, kind of an independent entity that was working for whatever the purpose was, and now that we've destroyed it, it's no longer a threat. Or it could be that Forge 12 and this enemy that the SPR is fighting are one and the same. They do certainly seem to operate in similar ways. And if that were the case, then the way to stop the any potential signal would be to stop the enemy.
Yeah.
In other words, what I'm suggesting is, if we don't want to leave it well enough alone, and we're not comfortable, you know, just killing these people, which I have not, then the thing to do might be to see if we can do something about the enemy the SPR is fighting.
Yeah, especially if I mean, we have some obligation to do something now. We know that there's something. I don't know if it's quite right to say there's something wrong with them, but
we don't really have an obligation. I'm just, you know, like, we're not. We didn't act, like, this is not an official job.
Oh, not even in terms of the job, just to the people around these pilots. You know, they're going to go back to it wouldn't feel right to just let them go back to everyday life either.
Yeah. Yes, in taking this job, we've kind of taken the in taking this job and learning this about this, but we've taken the moral decision about what to do about this in our hands. Basically, we can either endanger the pilots, or we can potentially endanger those around these drones. And since we have taken on the burden, I would like.
I hate having my hand on the trolley lever.
Yes. Well, such is the life of one who wields the kind of power we do, unfortunately.
Awful.
Yes. And that being the case, I would like to do the best we can, which seems to me to be to neutralize this enemy such that the drone pilots can potentially live safely, and those around them can also potentially live safely. As much as possible in this land, of course.
So the big question is, what are you doing?
So this is gonna put a play of words. Countess's vote is not to mess with the pilots anymore, and instead let's see if there's a way to shut down this enemy that the SPR is fighting.
Is it worth, I don't know, do I have, I have enough charge for one more scan. If we could buy, I don't know if having another to look at, like, for example, would give us more clues in that direction, for, you know, how to deal with this other threat and possibly, I mean, confirming that there is the connection there.
Yeah, but if you get like a, I mean, if you get a, you know, ask two questions thing, you could ask, you know, is this a copy? And if it's yes, you could ask, is there some kind of signal or connection to something that you can see, essentially?
Well, that's kind of what I was asking. Yeah. I mean, I did ask for something physical last time.
I thought you were asking for, like, or it sounded to me like you're asking something physical. So that's not like, more like a connection to the.
Well, I'm also not sure how much this thing can really, like, scan brains, too, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it might be, I don't know, like, you can, like, scan for, like, a Wi-Fi signal or the equivalent, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Like, weird traffic coming out of it. I mean, in that case, I feel like Haywire could probably do some hacky stuff, can't you?
It's true. Like,
does hacker? Do you have? Like, I really am not. I don't know if you have the hacking kit or any of that stuff.
I don't.
Or if it's just okay.
Hey, quick question. Why don't we just, like, ask them?
We're afraid of them turning into killbots and, you know.
Well, I mean, like, imminentizing the Eschaton. You said they don't know, right? Like,
they don't.
Why don't we just ask them? No. Why don't we just ask them about whatever the corporation's up against? We don't have any of that info. We're kind of making, like, blind assumptions here.
That's true. It would certainly behoove us to learn whatever information we could
get if they feel like sharing.
People person. Let me talk to one of them.
Yeah, let's go meet the next one and see what kind of mood they're in and see what we can find out. Right? I mean,
yeah. Yeah, like, I have this over tongue for a reason. Let me chat one of these, see what happens.
Yeah, sure.
I think that's reasonable.
Perfectly fine. Where do you want to go to? Or do you want to just keep shaking Shona?
No, we've bothered him enough. Let's go to...
We haven't actually bothered him that much. I'm kind of fucked off.
You had a
perfectly
it was tense.
Working relationship with him, but also he's not, like... He's currently working, and you are currently in a war zone.
Yeah, it's fine.
Let's check another floor and see if we can catch another one on their own.
Let's go check out the canteen, see what the canteen looks like.
Sure.
I want to see what a canteen looks like.
It's kind of like a thermos with a smaller cup.
I'm going to roll to see who you find.
Fex, what is a thermos?
I have no idea.
It's kind of like a canteen, but with a bigger cup.
Okay.
Yeah.
God damn it.
What's a cup?
Southern Miller Bros.
That's like something that some of our mascots wore around their sensitive areas when doing stunts.
Oh.
There was like a big thing a while back, and the corporation made them mandatory.
Yeah. That makes sense.
All right, so you go to the canteen, which is previously like a mass food distribution center, really more than like a proper canteen. Like, people could sit and come and eat, but like, we're talking freezers, we're talking ovens, we are talking like a mass food production more than anything else. So there is a forge that is currently using a mining laser to just like cut out a section of wall so the rigging arm can just start ripping, like literally ripping wiring and pipes out of the wall.
Oh.
Let me roll to see how you feel about you being there.
What chassis is it? A forge?
It's a forge.
Oh, forges are cool.
Well, if you want to ensure that you get the forge, what you can do is you can capture or kill Scrap Treadstone and bring him back to Havana Sand, bring them back to Havana Sands and get the forge pattern.
Okay, let's do it. Yeah.
No.
That's the deal you all have with her.
It is a wheel head, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're altering the deal, and she'll have to pray we don't alter it further.
Wow. Okay. Also unfriendly.
Yes.
Jesus. Yay! Everyone hates their job.
I mean, if you're used to more or less working on your own in a wide open place and not being bothered, and then suddenly you get like four visitors at once, that makes total sense. I'm not mad.
Yeah, and they're like, Jesus, what the fuck are you four doing here? I got a claim on this.
We're just so.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm silver tonguing on this, so I will burn an action point. So I am, at some point in time, as I am introducing myself, you must offer me a narrative clue that eliminates one of these choices as to what motivates them.
That's very fair.
All right. So I'm going to float down just... Hi, no, sorry. No, we're not stepping on a claim or anything. We're just coming through, processing, just sent us by. We're just learning the lay of the land. We were sent up to you specifically, actually. You apparently have a good history. You're pretty capable. Havana just asked us to speak to the fine folks up here to sort of understand what we're getting into, right?
What kind of fool shit do you think this is? This is a place where we get fucking attacked by robots and shit, and Havana Sand sent you up here in order to... What the hell kind of... I'm not a fucking babysitter. I'm not here to, like, hold people's hands and make sure we all get here, and you know, as good as we came. It's fucking every man for himself up in this... You ain't even running the colors. You ain't even running the identification codes. If you're here to fucking, like, poach. But you ain't poaching from me.
Ham is mildly thrown off by this accent, which you're actually doing quite well. Like, that's an in-character thrown off.
Thank you. Yeah, but...
She kind of talks pretty.
Yeah, and they're just like, you know, I ain't here to do good, you know? I ain't here to tour the company line or nothing.
All right. So that eliminates one of those. I am looking at the other ones. All right, they are not here out of goodness. I'm going to guess, honestly, out of my other remaining options on here, obligation. She sounds more exasperated that Havana has, according to me, put her up to this and is... like, this is a job, I think is what I'm saying the obligation is.
So you're going to appeal
but anyway,
to a sense of obligation.
Yeah. If nothing else, if she can just throw some info at me to get me out of her hair, but... So it's just, no, look. I'm sorry. Like I said, I'm not poaching. I understand you have a job to do. We're... like I said, just checking out the lay of the land. If you can give us any idea about what y'all are facing up here in terms of all these robots and kind of what we might be getting at, we will be on our way.
No. No. No, for you rolling in here with crappy little mechs like this, I don't care how many there are. You ain't got what it takes to be in a place like this. You four should just either go higher up on the tower where it's safer, or you should just get back down on the ground and get the job carrying scrap down on the floor.
Wow.
You have chosen incorrectly. You can continue to push, but it'll get more.
Hey, listen, pal.
Okay.
Listen, pal.
I said, baby.
Buddy.
Hey, Wire, don't start another fight.
I'm not starting a fight.
It sounds suspiciously like you're starting a fight.
If you don't think we can handle ourselves, we came riding victorious out of Forge 12. So what do you fucking think about that?
Oh, okay. That is a good angle. That is a definite enough angle. That is definitely going to be a roll of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Mister, I'm going
I like that angle.
It's the role that you make in this game.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I am.
I guess
I'm looking for a specific outcome table. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I think this is just a core rolling mechanic. This is just a d20.
Oh, I'm starting a fight. I'm sorry.
Oh no!
Hey, small fry.
I rolled a two.
Just the facts, ma'am. And sorry. I forgot.
Oh yeah, I needed a dice roller for some.
Yeah, fair enough. all right, you have your keepsakes if you
I'll just roll so I can put my name.
That's true. I am gonna use keepsake. I rolled two. It's not great. I would like to use keepsake. Yeah, I'm going to actually use my keepsake, which is my super cool sketchbook drawings of cyborg parts. I'm cooler than this fucking person.
That's very fair.
What the fuck they know?
That's a very fair thought.
Shut up. Hey, you. I rolled an 11. That's fine.
That is, in fact, a success. You draw on your inner cyborg chuny, and you use that to focus... yeah. Your diplomatic aggression. And like the you watch as the forge kind of just like crosses its rigging arms, just like in a very well la-di-da sort of way. All right. You may talk the talk, you may walk the walk, but it's not like y'all went down in there. Just in twos like I did. Now, I don't understand. Maybe you did. Hold on, let me connect your fucking mech.
Oh, they want to what? Connect to our mech?
Yeah,
connect to mech.
You're gonna sit here jaw at me. Let me connect to your mech.
Why?
Because I went down in there. I got this.
Weird... well, you have a firewall, don't you?
Because I went down in there. I got this weird thing got installed on my neck. I got to make sure you're on the network. If you are.
Oh. You got a weird thing too? Yeah, we got a weird thing.
Yeah, many people say they got weird things. Now put up or shut up.
Okay.
Are you going to let them connect to the mech?
Yeah, sure.
She's not, like, happy to see you, but she's not, like, pissed or whatever. She's now more amenable to being talked to because you're not a bunch of greenhorns. But, all right. I guess you four did go on down to the Forge 12 and come back out alive. You are now a member of a particularly elite club, though I will admit, I do find it diluted on account of the fact that there's four of you. But...
I mean, how did it go for you when you went down there?
It's fucking weird, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah? Weird how?
There's a bunch of tests and shit, and then I fought a whole bunch of, like, drones.
Just drones? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah? I don't know what you want me to tell you. Phase 1, you know, do as many goddamn scan tests as you want. Phase 2 gets easier depending on whether or not there's, you know, how many you took. And yeah, look, between you and me, my partner and I, we did go through all the different little phases. Strange experience, but then we took them drones apart.
You did them all?
Yeah, door unlocked, we rolled right out of there.
No.
I'm not going to make you like roll.
If I may.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm not going to make you like. Sorry. I'm going to shut up.
No. If I may ask. You know, I'm sure you've been, you know, out here with the SVR for a while. In your opinion, is Forge 12 the same enemy as the one that the SVR is fighting here?
Well, shoot, that's a hell of a question. I don't rightly know. Seems more advanced, honestly, but them drones came from fairly standard patterns. I don't know. It's possible, but I couldn't tell you. I'm not involved in signals intelligence or nothing. I'm a fucking scrapper. I'm a pilot.
Yes, yeah, certainly. I understand, of course.
So, they say they did all of the phase 1 tests, but they only saw drones?
According to her, she did all the phase 1 and phase 2 tests.
Okay.
I mean, it's possible that we only tripped what we did because there were so many of us. You know, maybe the others, everyone else had an easier time with it. Must cling to our superiority wherever possible.
I'm trying to ace attorney these people here.
You can if you like.
Can what?
Ace attorney them.
Ace attorney them?
Ace attorney or confront more directly, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we trying to do with her now? Like, what are we trying to get out of her at this point, I guess?
Well, really, it's just like, if you want to point out, like, hey, we fought clones of ourselves, what do you think about that? Oh my god, it's a cat.
Winston, what's your plan for talking to this woman?
Right, yeah. But like... Like, are we trying to, because we were saying, like, we're trying to find information about, like, the enemy, right? So I don't know. I mean, I guess what is our, What's our goal right now, I guess?
I feel like
a good point. Are we talking to her about the enemy outside, or are we trying to catch her on an existential crisis?
I feel like Haywire's kind of caught up on an existential crisis.
Yeah, you can go for that if you like.
Does anybody have anything else, any other thoughts right now before I ask about her existential crisis?
No, go for it.
Yeah.
No, do it. Go ahead, drive her insane. Go for it.
Yeah. I asked her what I want to ask her. Yeah, so
100%.
That's fine. I've just been rolling this over my head. You know, we did all the phase one tests. We did went through phase two. We fought some drones, and there was one last phase. Maybe it was just because we were absolutely killing it, but. You know, Forge 12 spat out, copies of our mechs. Now, given they were just, you know, drones inside or whatever, probably didn't really get a good look before they exploded, but, say you didn't even see that? I mean, they were like copies, like, you know, spit shine couldn't tell the difference.
No? I don't know what you're talking about. There's no aggressive action. There's no just like big meltdown or blow up. It's just like the very confused transmission of like, no, there was not a phase. The very confused transmission of being like, no, there wasn't a phase three. There was just the two phases.
Yes. Updated autopsy.
I mean, it could just have been different for them.
I know. Yeah, I don't really know how to theoretically catch this person in a lie or whatever. I mean, also, if they just, like, literally don't have knowledge of it, you know?
It is beginning to sound like personal hypothesis is they got to phase three, lost, and this modified clone just has no memories of that happening, but does remember like the first couple for the cover story.
That's a pretty workable assumption.
This is true.
Again, that is an out-of-character hypothesis. I do not know if Ham has come to that conclusion. Ham's brain is kind of abnormal. I don't know what else we've got here, though, because like she said, she's more scrapper than soldier. If she doesn't have good info on what else we might be up against, I don't know what any other angle we'd want to take.
Yeah. Can't just get on the comms and say, hey, if you're a replicant, come up behind the 7-Eleven if you want an ass kicking.
No, unfortunately not.
Hey, Wire, what's a 7-Eleven?
In ancient times, they spoke of these institutions. They were open 7 days a week for 11 hours.
Dear God.
I don't know how long my mic's been muted, but it's been muted for a bit. No, it's fine. It's fine. I was gonna ask her. I was gonna ask her, like, basically, like, who would you suggest we talk to find out more about the enemy the SQR is fighting?
Oh, you're probably gonna want to go talk to Chug Lotus about it. She went in there by herself. She came out by herself. She's pretty accomplished, so.
All right, interesting. Well, we will look at that into that.
Yeah, I can tell you where she's located on this floor. You're gonna want to go down onto sales.
Yes.
She claimed sales today.
Okay. Well, that sounds sounds good. Sounds like what we ought to do then. Thank you very much for your time. We'll let you get back to it.
Yeah, it's no real problem at all. Don't be a stranger.
Our path is clear. We must chug Lotus.
Yeah, have a good one. Mm-hmm. As soon as we are out of, like, I don't know, as soon as we are away, Haywire just over all of our comms, like, so yeah, definitely machine. Definitely a copy. I can feel it in my heart, in my guts. Definitely a copy. I'm assuming they all are. I put money down. All of them are. They went in ones and twos.
All the more reason for us to find who would be controlling them and shut them down. You know, why bother all of them individually at this point, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, and in a sense, it doesn't matter. Just in the sense of, like, since we're not like killing them or anything, we're leaving them be. It doesn't really matter if it's two of them that are machines or just one of them or all six of them. Either way, we're kind of doing the same thing.
So I guess part of the problem is if we just completely ghost SBR, the corp who we are looking this into for Havana Sands, and we, you know, decide not to take any hostile action against these people, we're still going to tell them. Unfortunately, like, we couldn't have just not told them, because that just means that they'd hire somebody else, or they'll just send, you know, their own militia after them or whatever.
And probably after us.
Yeah, she's going. Huh?
Probably also after us if we ghost them.
Oh, yeah, that too. So the only thing that I can think that we could do is at some point let all of them know. But unfortunately, that would have been easier if they were just the people who went in and they just know that they have to move on. Now we know that they are actually copies and they're never going to be safe here. Because we can't just dismantle the corporation, unfortunately. We don't really have the time. So
we could. This isn't just my call, of course, and not even something I'm entirely sure about. We could offer them a place on the blue bottle.
We could, and that's not a bad idea. But that still, well, that means that we have to try that much harder to absolutely make sure that they're not going to go evil one night. Yes. And kill us all. But also,
the problem is,
no, that's a good convincing point.
Like, what are, let's say, if I walked up to you, Fax, and I was like, "Hey, Fax, you're a copy of somebody. Would you believe?"
Yes.
You know what? Bad example.
Yes,
Countess. If I walked up to you and I said, "Countess, you're a copy of another Countess," would you believe me?
This is discrimination.
Well, no, yes, I would not. We don't have to put it that like that necessarily. We could say, the SPR contracted us to take you out. Would you? We don't want to do it. We'd like to work with you instead, or some such thing.
Right. I mean, they could still take that poorly in a bunch of different ways, even if they did believe us. But
I mean, least, this is it's,
yeah, we could make the offer.
Yeah, it's going to take some convincing, no matter what we do, certainly.
I think, you know, historically people don't react very well when you say, hey, I'm here to kill you, even if you don't mean it.
Okay. And also, are we going to tell them that we what they are? Or are we just going to let them keep?
yeah.
I don't know. Why don't we... this might be easier to do after we deal with this enemy. We might find some information among them that could help us. Who knows? It might even be that if we can take out the enemy, the SPR will no longer be interested in pursuing its angle, and they won't be in danger. I mean, I wouldn't bet on that necessarily, but it's a possibility. So I'll let's say let's cross one bridge at a time. I thought saying is, but you know what I mean.
So here's my big question: are you gonna go talk to Chuck Lotus, or are you gonna leave and go somewhere else, or what?
I think we should talk to Chuck Lotus. Yes.
Yeah. No. We should find out more about this other force, and like maybe we just fuck off straight there, and like there's just, you know, some servers we can burn, data center we can bomb, who knows, might get lucky.
Okay, so what did I say? I said sales. You are all headed on your way to sales, and you start hearing the sound of a mech coming up behind you. And if you look back, it's the Jawhammer.
Yes.
Jawhammer.
Which is...
Is it on the square? Is it on the level?
You good? You done?
Yes, sorry.
Because this is gonna be approached next time. So.
Yeah. Oh, we're just ghosting?
What?
You good?
Stop.
It's called
Stop. You done?
Yes. Yes.
Don't tell me for what'll happen if I have to say that a third time.
I'm done.
Okay.
Vax is melted into component parts.
So, specifically what's happening is the Jawhammer is running up to you. Scrap Treadstone is coming with, and actually, as you look, so is the hypothetical dogs. They are both coming up behind you. They have converged, and they are running up behind you.
Running up like weapons up, or hurrying over, anything?
They're hurrying over. And Scrap Treadstone is like, all right, we got here as fast as we could. We got your distress signal.
Distress signal? Cool.
Okay, well, that's a problem. We did not send a...
So, the hypothetical dogs clanks its clamp. The the Jawhammer starts warming up the laser, and from behind you, a bunch of mechanical things start descending from the ceilings and the cracks in the walls. We'll pick that up next.
God damn it!
No,
yay!
Well, we were so nice to them.
Should have just killed them.
I mean,
are they aiming at us, or are they aiming at the things behind us?
Yeah, I assume they were. Yeah,
we'll figure it out next time.
Great question, Mega Man.
Yay!
So yeah,
up.
Yeah, another one more session of flood.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I mean, I like it here.
Yeah, it's fine.
I mean, at least one more. I mean, it depends on how much I don't know if we're going
to
be able
to. There are many more planes to be flooded.
This is a little loosey and goosey.
This has been loosey goosey.
Ham still hasn't found a ghost.
It's true, you have not yet found a ghost.
No, loosey goosey is a guard back in processing.
Okay. Let me bring it to a close. This has been a loosey-goosey episode, but this has predominantly been letting you get some questions, letting you get some information that you're going to need, because it does seem like you are committed to solving the mystery of Forge 12 and Flood and figuring out a final fate for Floodplain. So this was pretty vital in that regard. But next time you're going to be in a fight, so have fun with that.
Oh dear.
Good job, Haywire, for trying to Phoenix right your way out of this one.
Yeah.
All right. This has been the Coffin Club. This has been Salvage Union. In alphabetical Discord order, we will say goodnight, starting with Haywire.
Hey, it's great. I'm just asking questions. I'm just out here asking questions.
Wow.
Yeah. I tells it like it is. I'm just asking questions.
You know, one of the best parts about being in a mech is?
No. What is that?
If you get shot in the neck, it's not that bad.
That's true.
Well, until Ham starts going down the tree where she gets the big fancy gun.
Yeah.
I'm 1 point away from the big fancy gun.
Wow. That's true.
You got any recommendations, anything you want to say, or do you just want to ask questions?
I don't know. No. God, sorry. No, I've been all over the place this week. I played a little bit of Road to Empress the other day. The Chinese F&B game about the rise of Empress Wu Zetian. I probably butchered that.
Ooh.
It's shockingly funny and also very dramatic, like extremely highly dramatic. It's pretty fun.
Hell yeah. Cool. We also have Ham. Hello, Ham.
Hi, this has been Ham, played by Lavender. I said it backwards. I am going to yell briefly about the small first-person shooter Metal Garden on Steam. It kicks ass. It, I think, is actually kind of really good for this campaign in particular. It opens on your character sitting outside their broken-down mech. They've set up a beacon to other nomads in the area for parts, and you're just kind of kicking back, smoking a cigarette before you go out to actually, you know, leave the vicinity. But the whole thing takes place in sort of this overgrown section of a mega structure, like you're on the outskirts of this massive structure. So all the skyboxes are metallic. It sort of switches between interior Half-Life brutalism and weirdly desaturated exterior areas, overgrown. There's like weird animals about. It's a pretty small. There's like three enemy types, three guns. You get grenades. But it is really cool for atmosphere. All the areas are interesting. It's a great game if you like the Half-Life sort of scrambling around, climbing up rooms over broken down pipes or messing with elevators or batteries or whatever. It's really short. It's six levels. A lot of them have huge alternate routes that are as big as the rest of the level and are just either to get like one gun or something, or because it's just fun to scramble around inside Half-Life buildings. And it was like $4. I really enjoyed it.
I also played it after you talked about it, and I enjoyed it a lot.
Oh, nice. I'm glad that we have a corroboration. Cool.
I will also plug, by the time this goes live, my match will have passed because it's in 3 days. But if you've never watched Cuso Grande, you should watch Cuso Grande. That is on twitch.tv/Brossentia, Brossentia. It is the Bad Game Racing event every weekend where four people race something that they have never played or watched before, and you have to get as far as you can within an hour. Always a good time, always increasingly bizarre and jank games as we get years into it and people start building up sort of knowledge of some of the more commonly found ones. Last year, I had to play a DOS side-scroller that was exclusive to Germany, made by Fujifilm to promote some of their cassette tapes.
Wow.
Yeah, we got weird, like, right out the gate. That game's called Sound Race. It actually kind of kicks ass.
Huh. Very neat.
Sounds like some craft work went into it.
We also have Fax. Hello, Fax.
Yes, hi, hello. This has been Fax, played by Bastion. I'm just going to second Barry. It's two different words, but you just Google any combination, and I'm sure you'll find it. Probably one of the more fun, oh no, I'm in a creepypasta kind of games that I've ever played, and I haven't admittedly done many because it's not a genre that I would really want to be doing much in, but this is actually kind of fun. It's cute. It's got a nice story. It doesn't do jump scares, which is just like for the weak, but can still be kind of spooky. It's good. I liked it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And last but certainly not least, Countess.
Hey, this has been Sophie playing Countess. I don't know. I don't really have a measure of recommendation this week other than I went to my local museum this week and took in the exhibits. So, you know, go to a local museum this week.
Ooh. Yeah.
Unless it's the British Museum, go anywhere else.
It's only the local museum if you live in England.
Someone could be listening. I don't know.
That's true. We do have listeners in England. Hello, listeners in England. I stopped looking at the metrics for who listens to our podcast because that's bad for my brain.
That's probably correct.
They've got a prince to worry about. It's fine.
If you live in England, I don't know. You probably got a museum somewhere that didn't steal, right? Go to one of those. I don't know.
If you would like to know more about theft in the British Empire, read chapter 4 of From Hell.
Oh my god.
It's really all you need. like I previously said, my name is Jess. My pronouns are she, it. My recommendation is I was on a friend's podcast. Her name is B. It is spelled B-E-E as opposed to the B we have here. I know too many women named B. Anyway, my point is...
Wow.
Whoop.
Anyway, my point is she has a podcast called Mechapodzilla where they watch all the Toho Godzilla movies in reverse chronological order. And I would guess on an episode for Rebirth of Mothra 2 and 3. I actually watched the entire trilogy with her. They're not good movies, but they are entertaining movies, especially if you can just like chill with friends and watch them. And I had a lot of fun actually talking about the episode. And I had a lot of fun talking about the movies. And I think it's a pretty good episode to watch. Listen to. You listen to podcasts. You can watch a podcast, but watch out.
You can watch a podcast, but you can't pod a watch cast.
It's really true.
Mm-hmm.
Really makes you think.
Oh, so true.
You know what they say, a watched pod never has an iconic hat.
Never cast.
Mm-hmm. We have, speaking of podcasts, we have a website. It's called thecoffin.club. We have a Patreon. It is patreon.com/the_coffin_club. If you go to our Patreon, you can help the show out and also get access to our monthly show, Eyes of Ichor, where we play five people living in a fantasy city who are just dealing with everyday life and talking about pop culture as it stands, pop culture and events as it stands within the city. City state, really. We like reviews. Reviews are nice. Reviews help people find the show. But word of mouth really doesn't more than anything else. Algorithms and AI and whatever, I don't care. I just don't care. Just tell somebody you think who is cool that would like the show about the show, and they'll probably like the show. We also have a theme song. It is called Take Her Away by Ladyfingers. I think that should do it. Tip your waiter, tip your waitress, tip your waitrex, and we hope to see you all again next time. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Take care, everyone.